Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Katrina Sawa, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I always want to acknowledge all of you who are listening to the show today, whether you're listening live or to the recording. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do necessarily for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. Perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show. I'm so excited that this show spans the globe, and I want to reach out to my listeners in Ghana today to just give a shout out to you. Now remember that you can find the links to all the internet radio directories and stations that carry the show, like iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, on my website at BonnieGressel.com. All of the icons are there for you, and you can just link on them and go directly to whatever directory you would like to listen to this on. And remember that all of our guests leave wonderful, fabulous, generous gifts for you as well. So check those out on the gift page as well. Now let me introduce our guest for today. Katrina Sawa is known as the Jumpstart Your Biz Coach because she literally kicks her clients and their businesses into high gear. Katrina is the author of Love Yourself Successful and the creator of the Jumpstart Your Biz in 90 Days system, which she holds at live events for this every year. Now, Katrina helps you move faster and more affordably toward your ultimate revenue and professional goals using both online and offline relationship marketing strategies. Leveraging business models, she kickstarts you to implement those models as well. Katrina is an energetic international speaker and an award-winning coach. She's been featured all over the place. She's been featured on Oprah and Friends, XMR Radio Network, ABC, The CW, plus she was awarded the National Collaborator of the Year Award by the Public Speakers Association in 2016. You can get her Jumpstart free gifts online at jumpstartyourmarketing.com/free gifts. Join me in welcoming Katrina Sawa to the show today. Well, welcome, Katrina. I am so excited to have you here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for taking your time, because I know you're a busy person. So I so value that you're going to spend some of that with all of us.
Yes, I'm excited.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today and how you help others?
Well, sure. I am really passionate about helping others make money doing what they love and as much money as you want to make, because I believe when you're truly passionate about what you're doing, you can make money doing it for most things. You know, there are some businesses and some ideas that people just won't make money. I'm sorry. But for the most part, you can make money if you're really passionate doing what you love. But a lot of people don't focus on the money, and they don't focus on the whole business of being in business, and they just focus on either serving or a couple things in their business, and they just don't do enough of what's going to make them a smooth running, consistent revenue generating business. And so they fluctuate, which is really bad. So I love to help them get more even keel, more consistent revenue generating, and make things a little bit more easier to do business, more automated, so to speak.
Awesome. Because I think a lot of new entrepreneurs especially struggle with this up and down stuff, as you mentioned. And then they're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have enough money this month. Do I have to go back and get a job, you know, or am I going to be able to make this work? I don't know what next month is going to bring. So let's talk about that a little bit and how you help people to, you know, sort of set their bar so that they know what they need to make.
Right. One of the first things I do with clients when I get them, and even in my workshops, when they're not even a potential, when they're not even really a client yet working with me one-on-one, it's to figure out their need number. And I call it your need number because that's what you, whatever money you need to make in order to pay your bills and not stress about money and not dip into savings or credit cards, so to speak. So what's the need number? Now, when I talk about the need number, people think just their bills. They don't necessarily think, okay, I need an assistant in order to get me where I am. Mm. I need a new website. I need someone to help me with my online marketing possibly because I'm not that techie. Or I need to go to a couple workshops a year or pay for some coaching. Those need to go into your need number. Or I need bookkeeping services because I have no idea what to do with bookkeeping. Need to join a few networking organizations, and there's membership fees that go with that, and monthly luncheons and all that. So those things need to go into your need number. And so when people finally look at the bigger picture, like, oh my God, it's not just about paying my bills, it's about what I need to sustain a more smooth running money making business, they see usually they need about twice as much money every month as they think they do. Mm. And most people have no idea where they even are. Like, well, I don't know. I think I need a couple thousand dollars, or I think I need $5,000 a month, or I think I need, nobody has actually gone. I mean, like not nobody, but 99% of people I talk to have not crunched those numbers and have no idea what they really need every month. So they're just kind of, you're running haphazardly in your business. So we figure that out first. So it opens your eyes to what you need to actually, how you need to perform, what you need to sell, what kind of business models, and how much marketing you need in order to fill those, meet those goals.
Mm. Yeah, you have to have a destination if you are going to make a roadmap. It's kind of like using a GPS. I mean, if you've got nothing to plug in at the end, it's not going to know how to get you there.
Right. That's perfect. Perfect analogy for sure.
So along your journey, Katrina, and maybe you never dealt with any of this stuff and it just was smooth sailing from the beginning and maybe it was, but if not, I mean, were there barriers that either you've encountered or you've seen clients encounter that you can help them get unstuck from?
Yeah. I mean, no, of course I didn't know all this when I started my business. The only way that I can, the only sometimes way we can teach something is by going through it ourselves, yeah. And learning a lesson ourselves or getting coaching around something. So of course I've invested in many mentors and coaches and workshops and masterminds for myself. So I've learned a lot of what I know from investing in my own professional development, business development, marketing, help, and all that, number one. So yes, I've done that. But beyond that, I've had to learn things like crunching my numbers and a little bit, I don't really dabble too much into my own accounting. I hire that out, but it was funny story when I, 9 months into my business, a long time ago, my books were like all crazy. I had receipts everywhere. I had no idea how to balance things. I mean, I know how to balance a checkbook and I could look at my balance in my, account and stuff, but all the expenses and all that kind of stuff was just, I had no idea. And so my mom had some experience in that kind of stuff, bookkeeping for jobs that she had. And I had her come in. I said, please just help me figure this out. And she did. She helped me clean it all up and get it all organized. And then she said, okay, now you need to hire a bookkeeper because I'm not going to do this again. This is when I was like 35, right? And I'm like, okay. So she saved me once, but she wasn't going to do it again. Right. And so then I hired a bookkeeper ever since. I've had a bookkeeper. And that was just one thing that just I did not want to do. And most people should not be doing their own books. It's one of those things. But you also have to have money coming in order to worry about your books and your receipts and your, So that's just one example, though, of you know, don't try to learn everything. Don't take a course on how to design your own website, for God's sakes, if you're not a web designer. If you're a massage therapist or a healer or, you know, some kind of coach or mentor, you're not a web designer. So don't pretend to be one and create a really crappy website or something that's not going to serve you. You know, don't go take a course on it. That's not a good use of your time. You just need to put the amount of money that it takes to build a website into your need number and go make more money to pay for it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good point. Because, I mean, for one thing, we can't do everything. We can't be everything to everybody and all of that. But knowing what you should have in your needs number, so to speak, because either you A, don't want to do it because we should really do stuff we love, or, you know, there's somebody else who can do it better and you would have to go learn something and do something else just to be able to accomplish it. So those are kinds of things that goes into that go into that need number as well, it sounds like.
Right. Definitely. Anything. It could be savings. It could be if you have a lot of debt and you want to pay off your credit cards, which, you know, credit cards are sometimes a means to an end. So I had to use and leverage credit cards for years in my business to get me where I needed to go, because I needed to put coaching and I needed to put travel and airfare and hotel and workshops and things on my credit cards. You just don't not charge stuff because you don't like credit card debt. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. To build a business, you need to leverage sometimes credit. Okay, but once you have the credit, then it's okay, then what do we need to do to start paying it down then when you're ready? So that's when you put the need number, some money into the need number, not just to pay the minimums possibly, but pay extra every month. But, you know, it might be, but really you might need a financial planner, because what if it's smart to keep some debt? It is kind of smart to keep a little bit of debt because of your credit score. And so I'm not an expert on all of that, but, you know, you got to be careful. Some people are so brainwashed into thinking that they have to pay off debt and get down to zero and not charge anything. And I think that's brainwashing. And I think that's not necessarily realistic when you're running a business.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of the whole money thing, let's talk a little bit about, say you have your needs number and it's, we'll just use a number of like $5,000 a month. Okay.
Right.
Do you see people, because I know I see people who struggle with, well, I don't know if what I do is worth, you know, that much, and the whole charging thing and the worthiness, the imposter syndrome. I mean, all those things. Do you see that with your clients or people you've worked with?
Oh, of course. And I've had it myself, you know, those limiting beliefs, and I call it head trash, mm-hmm. you know, can really slow you down as a business owner. And unless you stop and work on that kind of stuff to get it out of your head, or at least so you can acknowledge it and be aware of it when it comes up, and then make a conscious choice to ignore those thoughts, you know, which is where you want to get to. You want to get to the point where you can, okay, I realize I just said that or thought, had this thought, and I don't need to think like that. It's not true. It's false, you know. So I'm going to think this way instead. Until you get to that level of awareness, it's going to slow most people down. And there's a lot of things that you can do to get help around that. There's meditations and coaching and audios and workshops and hypnosis and just, you know, having a good support system, a mastermind or a mentor behind you to kick you in your butt to make sure to get that out of your head and tell you otherwise. I mean, there's all kinds of things to do to get around that, but you don't want to pray into that, because there's billions and billions of people on this planet. Depending on what you're selling, so then we got to go back to what you're selling. After you know the need number, we go to what you're selling, because if you're like a healer or somebody that needs to be hands-on with your clients, and that's the only way that you see being able to make money is hands-on, then you are limited a little bit to your local area, right? Unless you want to travel. I have seen massage therapists and Reiki masters and healers go to workshops and travel around the country and actually make money in their hotel room or in the event itself as a sponsor selling their services. So there are different ways to do that hands-on work. But if you're hands-on work, then you've got to figure out how to elevate your status, possibly your positioning, and be really confident in yourself in order to charge more per hour, per session, or charge by the package differently. Or have add-on sales or other things you can sell, right? Mm-hmm. So for those of us in the field where you can actually do things virtually with people, you're unlimited. You have unlimited access to potential prospects all over the world, right? And so you can do a lot more with your marketing to get you more exposure. But you don't want to hide behind your computer either in that regard, because just because you're shy or you're not as confident, you want to be, there's a lot of things, there's a value of being out in person, because it's faster path to cash.
Yeah. And sort of the, you know, the one-on-one conversations, whether it's in person or over, you know, Zoom or Skype or something like that, seem to get a better conversion to become clients, as opposed to something more distant, like, you know, they maybe see your face or they read your blog or whatever. But right, when you can actually see you, feel your energy,
right,
it's a difference.
Right. Like, this audio is good, but if we were on video, it'd be even better. Right. And if we were in person, it'd be even better than that.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's some marketing that even healers and holistic practitioners and people who work on other people as a profession, in the service industry, you can become speakers. And a lot of people don't think of themselves as a speaker when they're a healer or when they're that kind of a practitioner. I know you have mostly a holistic practitioner audience, and most people don't think of themselves as speakers, but try to reframe your brain around that, because speaking is the number one fastest path to cash. Mm-hmm. Being a speaker, it can be virtual speaking or in-person speaking. But that can be the fastest path to cash in your marketing.
Good point. Because if you're, you know, that 5,000 mark or whatever your needs number is for the month, I would think, I mean, with something like, you know, speaking would get you, you know, more clients, one-on-one clients maybe, or even you would get paid to speak, you could get to that 5,000 a whole lot faster than a bunch of little $27 things.
Right. We got to, yeah. So when we talk about what you're selling, you know, a lot of times people will sell one session at a time or one thing at a time rather than selling multiples at a time. So you have to make a lot more sales transactions, so to speak, or have sales conversations than if you were to sell somebody for, say, a membership and do a year, a 1 year membership, instead of selling them month by month by month, mm-hmm. right? Like whatever it is. So there's a lot of opportunity in the different business models. There's 15 different business models that someone could do.
Wow, 15?
Yeah, 15. It's, you know, there's a lot of things you could do and different ways you could do it and sell your products or services or your expertise. And even in the, I just had a client this morning who texted me and said, okay, I'm ready to talk about me training other people to do what I'm doing. Right. So that's the train the trainer model.
Right.
So instead of just being, she's an organizer. So she's a professional organizer. And instead of just doing the work for people and getting paid by the hour or project or whatever, you know, I was suggesting a while ago, I'm like, you're so good at what you do and booking business and getting booked solid. There's probably tens of thousands of people out there who want to be organizers and have no idea of how to go get clients. And you could teach them how to get clients. And she's like, no. And it's like been 3 years, I think, working with me. And now she's ready to talk about that, right?
Yeah. So, and I know that happens all the time. So what do you suppose are things that keep people from pulling that trigger, from going to that next step, like 3 years, like for this particular client as an example, because it's a difficult thing for many people, I think, to do. What's your take on
that? Well, it's three things. It's either time, because you're already booked with clients. You don't have time to go work on something new, mm-hmm. right? You don't have the time to focus on it. Number two, is your confidence. You don't think you're worth it, like you said before, and you're, you know, there's other people doing what you want to do, other people training. Why should they buy from you instead of them? They look more established and more experienced than you are. Well, maybe or maybe not. They just might have better marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I forgot the third one I was going to say, but basically, oh, it's money too. Like, okay, so you're barely making enough the way it is and you're booked solid. How are you going to stop taking some of the business you're taking in order to focus on the new thing to ramp it up to make more money, right? Mm. So a lot of people are in that catch-22 where they can't stop taking on what they were taking on because they're barely making their lead number now. So that's when we have to look at your price increases and how to package things differently and different business models that we can put in place a little easier maybe.
So that's, it sounds like that's a strategy for when people are to that point, is to kind of look at the packages, like selling, you know, like say they're a one-on-one, you know, coach of some type and they do one session at a time, maybe making that, you know, a package of three or six or whatever sessions, but to repackage what they're already doing or to do something totally different, like training the trainer, like the
or a group program or a live event or, you know, virtual webinars. There's all kinds of different things that can be put in place where you can make money. Now, not all of them will make money right off the bat. A lot of people out on the internet are teaching entrepreneurs, new entrepreneurs, oh, you can make six figures with a webinar. It's like, it's very unlikely that most people will make six figures with one webinar. First of all, the person that just did it has a list of, you know, 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. Or they got five joint venture partners to promote them to 100,000 subscribers of all their lists. And that's how they got that many people there. It's not the norm. It's not the normal thing. So be careful what you're buying into, because most of the strategies that teach you one thing to make a bunch of money is not necessarily the best strategy to do, because you need multiple business stream, income streams and business models to make a consistent revenue generating activity. You know, business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is such a good point, because I think we all see those things out online, you know, make, you know, six figures, you know, with one webinar or whatever, but the person watching that or seeing that, myself included, I know it's been me at times, I'm not at that point in my journey.
Yes. Right. You got to compare apples to apples. So the person that just did it after their 8th year in business or even 3 years in business might say, oh, it's easy. I can show you how. I just did it myself. Well, you know, I've made six figures twice at my live events. I'm not teaching, ooh, make six figures in a weekend and run your own live event. No, I'm not teaching that, because you know how hard it was to sell $100,000? And I've had like probably 14 events and only two of them have produced $100,000. Okay, so I'm not going to go out there just because I've had two successive $100,000 events and say, oh, make $100,000 on an event. That's wrong, I think, in my opinion. That's irresponsible coaching.
Yeah, well, and people don't, and especially I think new entrepreneurs kind of have shiny object syndrome sometimes, and there's all this stuff coming at them. So it's like, what do I choose? And you know what I hear a lot of from people that I've been talking to, especially recently, is the whole clarity piece. That they don't maybe even know that they're not clear on who their, you know, ideal client is and what their product should be, but there is a lot of kind of wishy-washy there. Do you find that in all in the people that you work with, Katrina?
Yeah, most of the people, when I say, well, what are you selling, they'll go off on a tangent going, well, I provide peace and harmony, and I provide wellness and happiness, and it's like, okay, great, those are great benefits to working with you, but what are you selling? And I don't expect you guys to say what you're selling to normal prospects. You don't go out to a networking event and say, this is what I'm selling. I have a 6-week package and it's this, and it's, this is how much it is. I mean, that's not what you want to do. But when you're talking to someone like me, you need to be super clear. Like, if you're talking to a prospect, you need to be able to say, okay, once you hear their concerns or their pain or what they're looking to get help with, you should have in your head, okay, I'm either going to offer them my one-on-one or my 6-week package. I'm either going to offer them my webinar system or my live workshop or whatever it is. Okay. Or a package of three sessions or a 6-month package, depending on how much time they are willing to do. Right. So you got to have it in your head what you're going to offer. And then otherwise, you're just kind of wishy-washy, like you said, in that conversation. You're not probably going to even ask for the sale at all, because you don't have in your mind a couple options of what would be good for them based on what they need, right?
Yeah. Do you find that that's common, that people don't like have trouble asking for the sale?
Oh, yes. Yes, especially people that are more introverted or people in the holistic fields typically do have a little bit more trouble that I've seen, not all of them, but generally speaking, versus people that are not necessarily considering themselves holistic practitioners. Yes. And you know, I think holistic practitioners are awesome. I have a lot of them and a lot of conscious business owners too. And I think they come to me because I'm so blunt with them as far as like, okay, well, this is not working. Let's do it this way. And this is how you do it. This is what you need to say. And this is how to make it comfortable for you. And this is what you can do. And then once they get clarity around what they need to do, what they need to say, where they need to go, what they need to send, then it's much, much easier. I've had a lot of people that are introverted start speaking and run their own live events. And we just do it differently that serves them and their audience. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so...
You know, we've talked about so many awesome things today. I mean, we could go on all day about this right. topic, but if people, because I know everybody's busy, right? If people could only fit one more thing in their brain today, what's the one thing that you would really want our listeners to take away from our conversation today?
I would say, besides knowing your need number, and I have a great worksheet for you, I can always send you, if you send me an email and go to my website or send me an email or whatever, what I do at my live events. But the biggest message I want you to take away, besides knowing that number, what you need to make every month, is to stop undercharging and over delivering, is to value yourself and your services, that you're worth it. And you're probably not charging enough. So really look at the numbers and the value that you're providing and see if you can ramp up your numbers.
Good point. I think that's so true, Katrina. So thank you so much for highlighting that, because I think especially with holistic entrepreneurs, but maybe entrepreneurs in general, you're selling yourself, right? And people have a hard time selling yourself and pricing that.
Right. It's not easy for any entrepreneur, I don't think. And I'm not trying to pick on holistic entrepreneurs, but that's your audience. But it, pretty much anybody in general, is not easy to figure out pricing. I mean, most people that come to me need to double their rates. Mm. I know that seems high for some of you thinking, what, double? I can't even imagine. It's like, well, I've told that to so many people, and when they've done it, they've been amazed people would still pay it. And, you know, if people are saying yes to you too easily, then you're definitely not charging enough. Mm. If they're saying, oh, that's a great deal, then you're not charging enough. Mm-hmm. Or wow, is that it? Oh, you definitely aren't charging enough. Okay. So, you know, it's when they say, oh, I don't know, that's a big investment. It's like, well, do you want the transformation or not?
And yeah.
You do, okay. Well, you know, you just have to show more value and show the transformation. In your conversation.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I always think of the MasterCard commercial, you know, there are certain prices for certain things, but transformation is priceless.
Yeah, it really is.
And so charging more is what people need to do. You know, I know that people are going to want more of you, Katrina, to know more about your products and your services and how to work with you. What's the best way to connect with you? And I hear that you have an awesome free gift to share with our listeners today as well. You can talk about that if you like.
Yeah, I think the best, I have a lot of free stuff because I like to have people experience me first before they decide if they want to come talk to me. And I'm happy to talk to anybody who is interested in seeing what's possible for them. But the free audio that I want to recommend that people listen to if you are resonating with any of this, or you think you might be falling into the trap of any of this, or you just want to think bigger about where you want to take your business, then I have a Live Big teleclass that I did. It's a training audio. It's 5 steps to living a big life, love fully, and leverage your business to create your happiest life ever. It's super juicy. It's tons of content. It's going through the self-doubts, unsupportive people, and it talks about money, things you can do immediately to increase your profits and your revenue. The number one action step most entrepreneurs don't take, that can transform your mindset overnight. So there's a lot of juicy stuff in this audio, and you can find it at KatrinaSawa.com. That's Katrina with a K, S as in Sam, AWA.com/livebigteleclass. KatrinaSawa.com/livebigteleclass. Yeah, it's, I mean, I highly recommend listening to it. It's really, really good. It gives you strategies and everything much beyond what we did here today.
Oh, thank you so much for that generous gift, because I don't think I've ever met anyone who doesn't need this kind of stuff when they're first, especially when they're first starting out, or even if they've been in business for a few years or they're going to the next level, whatever. We all need to hear this stuff. So thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your insights and your fabulous gift with all of us today.
You're welcome. It was fun. Happy New Year to everybody.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.